Actually, Tübingen University was where they trained the top Nazis. There's actually more war criminals came from Tübingen than any other city of Germany. And at the time when I met Jobst Bittner, in fact, the mayor of Tübingen was a convicted Nazi war criminal. But, you know, we have prayer on our side. And this little church in Tübingen just began praying nonstop. And it took them 8 years, but they changed their city. The city not only got rid of their Nazi mayor, they took the plaque off the main church in the city that honored the Nazi war criminals. And they now have become the only major city of Tübingen since the war that has elected a Jewish mayor. Yeah, it's amazing. I don't usually clap for politicians, but I kind of like this guy. They elected him in 2008, and they've kept re-electing him. And so anyway, something really beautiful started happening in Tübingen. And I think why I like him is because we have something in common. I'm not Jewish. Some people think I am. I'm not. I was actually lost in the woods and found and raised by a pack of wild Jews. I come from a city in Texas known for racism. There were no Jews in my city. I actually didn't know anything about the Jewish people or culture until I started reading the Bible to prove it was wrong at age 29. And what I noticed after 4 months of, I mean, I was obsessive about trying to prove the Bible was wrong. I really wanted it to be wrong. I was sure there was no God, you know. Anyways, after 4 months of trying my best, I had to admit to myself I couldn't do it. There was something supernatural going on in the pages of this book. It was not like any book I had ever read. And this person, Jesus, just drew me in. I didn't want to love him. You know, I was playing in a rock and roll band. And this was going to mess everything up. But I really couldn't help it. I found something so much better than what I thought I was looking for, you know. And I gave my life to Yeshua just driving home one night from a gig. I just looked up in the sky and said, if you're really there and you can hear me, I'd follow you. And he gave me a sort of a shaking manifestation that I had never experienced before. And he doesn't do this to everybody, but I think he knew he's going to have to shake me up pretty good. And I was a different person. I got home and I started reading the Bible now to know him instead of to prove he isn't doesn't exist. And it's quite a different perspective. And suddenly things that seemed complicated weren't quite as complicated anymore. And I love to put that up there because faith is strong trust. Unfortunately, in a lot of the body today, they're teaching that faith is something you think. If you can convince yourself that you really believe this set of facts, then you must be saved. That's not it, believe it or not. It's about if you really believe it, you'll live it, you know. So anyways, I put my faith in Yeshua totally apart from anybody witnessing to me, just reading from the Bible, and I noticed a couple of things. Number one, he was nothing like what I thought he was. I really thought God was mad at me. And as bad as I was, I mean, I was the singer in the top rock band in Dallas. It's my job to lead the party, if you know what I mean. I didn't think God, I'd have to clean myself up before he'd even listen to me, is what I thought. But that's not him. I had no power to clean myself up until I put my trust in him. And then I suddenly didn't even have to try. I just didn't want those things anymore. But the other thing I noticed as I read the New Testament for the first time was, wow, all these people are Jews. I mean, I thought Peter was the Pope and Mary was a Catholic and John was a Baptist and Paul was a Pentecostal. No, they're all Jews. What the heck happened? So this was how I figured I was going to find a church, which was really scary to me. You know, I hadn't been in a church since I was a little bitty kid. And I remember I didn't really like those people. So I just started calling churches randomly and asking if they had a lot of Jewish people there. That's, you know, they laughed at me just like that, Rabbi. But one pastor finally told me about a place called Baruch Hashem in Dallas where Jewish people believe in Jesus, except they go on Saturdays. And I went, bingo, that's just like the Bible too. So I started going to this Messianic congregation and just immersed myself in a new culture. Now, I don't have to tell you guys about it. Most of you know exactly what I'm talking about. But for a goy from Vidor, Texas, this was a new world to me, you know. And what I remember most about those days is that just God just gave me a really heavy burden for Jewish people that don't know him. I mean, they've gone through so much to bring salvation to me, and they don't even know him. And, you know, you can go learn techniques about witnessing, and, you know, you can get all the theology right, but if you don't have a burden, it doesn't really matter. If you have a burden for them, you can almost say anything. Just lead with your heart. Believe me, they want to know God. So, anyways, that's how you get an old redneck from Texas that plays Jewish music. Now, there was one brother who said he had his shofar with him today. Where are you? All right, if you can hurry. I like the shofar. I remember the first time I heard it when I walked into Baruch Hashem, and they're blowing these long tube things. And I was a musician. I'd never really seen this instrument before. But there was something about the power of it. Man, it just sort of like made you pay attention, you know? So I like, I noticed that the shofar really hurts the devil's ears. So I love to blow the shofar as much as I can. And anyway, I want to invite you guys. He said I led worship earlier. We're still worshiping, you know. So I want to invite you guys to clap along or sing, or if you want to dance, we got a little room over here. Just feel free to worship. I don't know that I'm going to wait on this guy anymore, though. So anyway, I still like starting with the shofar just to sort of scare the enemy out of here. So we're going to start with that, all right? Father, our prayer is that you would awaken the people of God, that we could shake off the dust and arise in a world of darkness. So come on and join me in this today.
Arise. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people Israel, and he will have mercy on Zion. Awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments. O Jerusalem, the holy city, shake off the dust and arise.
Give it a blast.
Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments. O Jerusalem, the holy city, shake off the dust and arise. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people Israel, and he will have mercy on Zion. Away! Away!
Call on your God, he will give an answer. Call on your God, he will answer you when you call on your God. He will give an answer. Call on your God.
Do you believe that? Come on.
Call on your God, he will give an answer. Call on your God, He will answer you when you call on your God. He will give an answer, call on your God.
Oh, hallelujah.
In that day will he answer you. In that day when you call on your God.
All together.
Let's call on our God. He will give an answer, call on our God. He will answer us when we call on our God. He will give an answer, call on our God.
Yeah.
In that day will he answer us. In that day when we call on our God. No way!
Oh, Father, we're calling on your name today, that you would send your spirit sweep across our country, even unto Israel. Hallelujah.
Oh, sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people Israel, and he will have mercy on Zion.
Away!
Away! Away! Oh, Zion, away!
Okay, the Lord is calling all of his people to awake, to arise and shine. Hallelujah. So who came to bless Yeshua today? A couple of you over here. Okay, let's not go hold back.
Praise him with the cymbals. Praise him with the dance. Praise him with a shofar. Come on, praise him with your hands. Praise him with the timbrel, praise him with the harp, praise him with the drum and the flute, praise him with your heart. Hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. We're gonna praise him with the cymbals. Praise him with the dance. Come on and praise him with the shofar. Praise him with your hands. You better praise him with the timbrel. Praise him with the harp. Praise him with the drum and the flute. And praise him with your heart. Hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai, come and praise the Lord. And let everything that has breath come and praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeshua, we come to give you honor and power and glory this morning. For you alone are worthy. And we are your people, and we choose to exalt you this morning. Hallelujah.
So praise him with the cymbals, praise him with the dance, praise him with a shofar, praise him with your hands, you better praise him with a timbrel, praise him with a harp, praise him with the drum and the flute, and praise him with your heart. Hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai. Come and praise the Lord.
Oh, if you're thirsty,
There's a river of living water open for you today. Just jump into the fountain.
Oh, come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Come and praise the Lord. Come and praise the Lord.
Oh, it is good to praise the Lord. Amen. It is so good. This is from Psalm 118. Maybe you know the verse. It's really simple. Maybe if we all say it together, the Lord will hear from heaven and heal our land. Gosh, we got to have better candidates than what we got, right? Somewhere in America? What is wrong with that?
Open to me, the gates of righteousness, Lord. Open to me, the gates of righteousness, and I will go through them. And I will praise the Lord. I will go through them. And I will praise the Lord. Open to me. The gates of righteousness, Lord. Open to me, the gates of righteousness.
Yes, Lord, open wide.
Open up.
Hey, it's your turn to sing it. Father loves it when you do that. Yeah.
And I will go through them. And I will praise the Lord. I will go through them. And I will praise the Lord. Open to me. Open to me. Open to me, the gates of righteousness. I will.
open to me. Open to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that the Lord is making us into one people.
Hey, Yeshua is the vine, and Israel a sign for all to see. Every tribe and tongue is grafted by the Son into the olive tree. And if casting them away, he received the world instead, then what is their return but life from the dead? Amechad, Adonai Echad, we are one people. Amechad, Adonai Echad, we are one people. One God, one people. In that day, God will take away all their sin, and they shall be saved, and his servant David shall be their prince. In tears they have sown, but in joy shall they reap, and he will lead them home as a shepherd leads his sheep. America, we are one people, one God. America, we are one people, one God. There is but one God. In the valley of dry bones, a holy wind is blowing, making noise. It's the sound of a nation, a holy congregation with one voice. And they are singing a new song unto their God, Shema Israel, Adonai Echad, Amechad. We are one people, one God, Amechad. We are one people, one God. There is but one God. Amechad, we are one people, one God. Amechad, we are one people. God is with us, in him alone we trust for our peace. His love is forever, and his mercy never will cease. And he will set his resting place in our midst, extending his love and grace to all who are here. Amechad, we are one people, one God. Amechad, we are one people, one God. One people. There is but one God. There is one God. One God, yeah.
One people.
Thank you. I've had bronchitis for about the last month, and I'm over it now, but it's completely over it, but a little hard to sing, so you guys got to help me. So since I saw you guys, I've come out with 4 albums. Wow, it's been a long time. 3 of them in a year. Something called the Cultural Exchange.
Himself will redeem you from all your sins. The Lord himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Yes, he will redeem you from all your sin. The Lord will will redeem Israel from all their sin. From all their sin. Put your hope in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. Well, this is a song made famous by Rabbi David Loden from back in the 80s. All right. If you don't know this song, you ought to. Here we go. Yeshua ki hu Yoshia, hu Yoshia, hu Yoshia. Et damo me amnotehem. Oh, Adonai machaseinu, hu gal aleinu. Yeshua mishikenu, bichu bo. Adonai machaseinu, hu gal aleinu. Yeshua mishikenu. Vekarata, vekarata, Yeshua ki hu Yoshia, hu Yoshia, hu Yoshia, et damo me'amotehem. Adonai machaseinu, hu gal aleinu, Yeshua mishikenu, bichu bo. Adonai machaseinu, come on, everyone declare it together. This is our declaration. We want everyone in Jerusalem to hear it. All right, let's sing the victory song now. Now in Polish. La 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 la. Hallelujah. Now I got four questions from the Proverbs for you. These are easy. Can you get this?
who has ascended into heaven and descended, who has gathered the wind in his fists, who has bound up the waters as a garment, who has established the ends of the earth. What is his name and what is his son's name? Tell me if you can tell. Be Elashamahi Vayera. Be Asahu Abbechuna. Be Tzara Mayim Basima. Be Hekim Korasei Aharet. Mashabo Mashem Beno.
Arriba, arriba, arriba!
Mi Allah Shammai Vayera. Mi Asahu Abbechuna. Mi Tzara Mayim Asina. Mi Hekim Kiteda. Who has bound up the waters as a garment? Who has established the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is his son's name? Tell me if you can tell. Mashemo, Mashemeno. Kiteda, Kiteda. Do you know? Can you tell? Kiteda, do you know the name of his son? Hey, Kol Mataloha Tuba Makinula Hosebo. Kol Mataloha Tuba Makinula Hosebo. Every word of God is pure. It is a shield to those who put their trust in Him.
Come on.
Every word of God is pure. It is a shield to those who put their trust in Him. Every word of God is pure. It is a shield to those who put their trust in Him.
Come on, put your trust in Him.
Every word of God is pure. It is a shield to those who put their trust in Him.
All the people are running at the sound of his voice. It comes from Jerusalem, roaring like a lion. All the angels are with him. The people make a joyful noise. It's the Son of David taking up his throne in Zion. Tremble the earth at the presence of the Lord. Tremble, O nations, before the God of Israel. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. Tremble, O nations, before the Holy One of Jacob. How the earth did shake, and the heavens poured out rain, when the Holy One arises to take his place. And the mountain quaked as the voice of God proclaimed, prepare, behold, I come, this will be the day. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. Tremble, O nations, before the God of Israel. Tremble, O word, at the presence of the Lord. Tremble, O nations.
nations before the Holy One of Jacob. Riding on the heavens in chariots of fire is the glory and power of God Most High.
Oh, I can see him. He's coming so soon. Father, we humble ourselves before you this morning. As we anxiously await the day your feet split the Mount of Olives, and every knee is going to bow
before the Holy One of Jacob, trample the word at the presence of the Lord, trample the nations before the God of Israel, trample the word at the presence of the Lord. Before the Holy One of Jacob, trample the word at the presence of the Lord, trample the nations before the God of Israel, trample the word at the presence of the Lord, trample the nations before the Holy One of Jacob. Holy One, oh, before the Holy One, before the Holy One of Jacob.
Hallelujah. Oh, the earth is about to shake. But I've got good news for you. Your voice in this declaration.
For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. The Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them.
Come on, help me out.
The Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them.
Yes, he will.
The Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and God shall wipe away all tears, and he shall lead them to living fountains of water. He shall lead them to living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And God shall wipe away all tears.
There'll be no more mourning or sadness. Oh, Yeshua, we long for that day.
And he shall lead them to living fountains of water. He shall lead them to living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, from our eyes, oh, from their eyes, from their eyes.
Heart today.
Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto your name we give glory, unto your name
give glory.
Already. It's okay if I go another, like, oh, that song, gosh, thought I could sing it again. Still hard. So as Rabbi mentioned earlier, I don't know how to explain it. It's the Lord's ministry. He's done it all along, but I had the fat mouth that proposed the idea. I was playing at a church in Germany, and they were all the children of Nazis, and they had a lot of shame and guilt, and they were doing so many things to try to get rid of that shame. You know, I really tell you the truth, didn't care for Germans, but God does, you know, and to see how he could pour out his mercy on people who would just repent, you know, no matter what you've done. If you would just repent, you know, and I saw people that wanted to take responsibility for things that their fathers had done, and yet they still felt this heavy guilt. And so the pastor told me that him and some of the elders were going to take a prayer walk to ask the Lord what they could do to break the silence over Germany. And told me to announce this to the church and see if anybody wanted to walk with him. And it was only 10 feet to the microphone when he told me that. But by the time I got there, it really hit me how much this would mean to so many of my Jewish friends to know that there were people like them, you know. And every nation, every church needs to see these people's example, you know. So I just walked the microphone and I said something like, you know, your fathers are some really bad guys. There's no getting around it. But it's not like Germany is the only anti-Semitic nation in the world. You know, everywhere you went, there were people wanting to help you kill the Jews. Even America sent back shiploads of Jewish people trying to escape. Everybody's got a little guilt on their hands. And you, as the children of the perpetrators, have a responsibility, but you also have an authority to help others. And I said, so you do need to take this walk. Everyone in this church needs to take this walk, but you need to open it up for all the nations to come and walk with you. Well, they were shocked by that. They didn't think anyone would want to walk with them. They are the children of Nazis. But I began telling this story everywhere that I went for the next few months and came back in April of 2007 with 35 friends of mine, two of them Holocaust survivors, Miss Rose Price of blessed memory and a man named Peter Loth, and a bunch of other people, mostly from my own congregation, who had lost all their families to the Nazis. And they were scared to death to get on that plane, but somehow the Lord gave them courage. And when we arrived at Tübingen, the Germans were just so grateful that Jews would come and walk with them. Because we were walking the same path that the death marches to Dachau went. I didn't mention that point. But the Germans were so grateful that Jewish people would even come and hang around with them that they just spontaneously called for water and began washing their feet. And the next day we put on our t-shirts that said, "For Zion's sake, I will not be silent." And we took off walking 180 miles across Germany. Now, nobody walked 180 miles. We split that up into sections, and everybody took about 15 miles a day, except, of course, for the Americans, who took about 50 steps and started crying for coffee. They had a special bus just for the Americans. That's terrible, isn't it? So anyway, this I've got to shorten this story, but it's an amazingly huge story. This inspired pastors in Eastern Germany who heard about it, and the next year, it was 10 times bigger. A lot of churches in Eastern Germany heard about it, and they drew a Star of David that covered the whole Eastern German nation, and that was the path they wanted to walk. It was 1,600 miles of walking, but we had a lot more people to split it up with this time. And literally, the entire strata of German society was engaged, media, politicians, clergy, everybody. Our faces were all over newspaper, radio, television. It seemed like every church in Germany was somehow engaged. And I don't know if you noticed it, but Germans are no longer ashamed of being German since about 2008. And that's a really good thing, because as long as they lived in shame, they were not a friend to Israel. But when they came clean, they could move beyond shame to being a blessing. And something really changed in Germany in 2008. Now, you still hear on the news, because it is news, when crazy people do stupid stuff in Germany. But I promise you, most Germans remember what it cost them and are not going to let it happen again. When we held our march in Eastern Germany in 2008, the neo-Nazis called for all the neo-Nazis to have a march in the city of Dresden, just south of where we were in Berlin. And from all over Europe came 6,000 neo-Nazis, and 10,000 residents of the city of Dresden surrounded them and wouldn't let them move. The Germans are not going to let it happen again. You're going to have weirdos and crazy, but we got that in America too, believe it or not. So anyway, something amazing happened because these Germans took authority. And suddenly we began getting asked by different countries to come and help them in their country. And so now we've done national campaigns. We'll spend a year going to the country and doing all the research to make sure that we're not going to just generically say, "Hey, we're sorry about whatever happened." We go to the places where things happened and make sure. And we've done national campaigns all over Ukraine, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland. Oh, we went to Hitler's Austria. We marched around that city for a week until it made national news. And then in 2014, we went to Hungary. We marched 130 miles from Sopron to Budapest And Hungary has a very anti-Semitic government. So we marched up to the parliament and put on a Jewish festival outside their front door. Because I'm just like that, okay? But because of this, every year, that's called March of Life in Europe, because we always walk on paths that used to be death marches. That's why it's called March of Life. And I thought that was confusing us with the pro-life movement. So in America, we started something called March of Remembrance. It's a little bit different in that we are Christians. It's a specifically Christian face on it, where we observe Yom HaShoah in a very public way. We march through our cities. We meet together. We pray publicly in the name of Yeshua. We're not ashamed of him. And then we walk through our city, and at the end of that, we give that stage to the Jewish community. And we don't put any restrictions of time or what they can say. And, you know, we're not there to proselytize. We're here for them to tell us what we need to remember. And it's really beautiful how this has grown and blessed so many people. We did it once in Dallas in 2009, and just preparing for it. 8 cities heard about it and did it also that year. And so we realized other cities wanted to, and so we just started saying, if you'd like to, go ahead. The next year there were 25 cities, the next year there were 40, and we've been hovering around 60 cities every year since. And now in Europe, they've actually picked up our model. Instead of doing national campaigns once a year, there were about 70 marches on Yom HaShoah this year in Germany, Switzerland, Poland, some other places too. Anyway, so... But since 2012, we held a march in Yap Hank, New York, because there used to be a Hitler youth camp there. Did you know that? There was a Hitler youth camp in Yap Hank, New York. In 1936, in Madison Square Garden, 55,000 American Nazis held a conference. People don't remember that part of American history. So we just wanted to, there's a lot we can address here in America. So... Anyway, we went to Yap Hank, New York, and it was in New York City. We also held a UN prayer meeting where we met Ron Lauder, World Jewish Congress, really admires and appreciates what we do, and so we started a relationship with World Jewish Congress in 2012, where that's grown. And now we've actually linked with March of the Living, which is the Nation of Israel. Every year they bring all high school kids will go to Auschwitz through something called March of the Living. It's the State of Israel bringing, kids there. Now we've actually joined forces with them in 2014 in Hungary. Oh, let me show you where we joined with them. They always go to Auschwitz, but because we were going to Budapest in 2014, they met us there before they went to Auschwitz. Let me show you the picture. That's what it looks like when 25,000 people shut down in the streets of Budapest. So we've also now been having meetings with the Simon Wiesenthal Center, the ADL, and we are planning for an amazing thing in 2018. May of 2018 will be Israel's 70th birthday, modern Israel's 70th birthday. And so we are working now together with March of the Living and the Nation of Israel to do something called March of the Nations. I'm hoping it is the fulfillment of Isaiah 60, but all our organizations in the different countries where we've been marching are coming up to Jerusalem. We're going to go up to every port city of Israel and walk up to Jerusalem for their 70th birthday. You're all invited. You're all invited. Start saving your shekels now. We work with the largest tourism company in Israel, and we don't make a profit. We cut all of it out so it can be as cheap as possible for people to come. We want to bring at least 20,000 just from the USA. We want to bring 50,000 at least from around the world. My friend Andre thinks we should bring 6 million, but we're going to try to bring at least 20,000, okay? And you should be one. Can you imagine the statement it would make to the entire world, but also to every Jewish person in this world, if the nations would do this? So you could be a part of that big voice, okay? So we want to invite you. Just be on the lookout. If you want to sign up you can go to our website and check it out, all that kind of good stuff. I don't really have any details, except it'll probably be around May 10th through 20th. And we've got the Nation of Israel actually preparing many wonderful surprises for us at different places around the country that we were going to be going. So you heard about it here, and you got about a little less than 2 years to get ready for it, all right? So I'm just going to do one more song, and I guess I'll play this song that sort of shows pictures of this thing. All the nations stand against you. Who among them is your friend? The king is calling from his throne in Jerusalem, seeking those that he might send. The Holy Spirit is my armor. The word of God is my sword. And I am going into battle for Zion in the army of the Lord. And I am going into battle for Zion in the army of the Lord. So be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And be alert with perseverance for the saints, and be praying at all times. The Holy Spirit is my armor, and the word of God is my sword. And I am going into battle for Zion in the army of the Lord. And I am going into battle for Zion in the army of the Lord. Hey, hey. The Father, give us the courage to break the silence in America. Your glory could be seen here again. So put on the full armor of our God, so you can resist in the evil day. Then standing firm, take up the shield of faith. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with the powers of the air. Put on the helmet of salvation and shod your feet to take this good news everywhere. The Holy Spirit is my armor, and the word of God is my sword. And I am going into battle for Zion in the army of the Lord. Holy Spirit is my armor. The word of God is my sword. And I am going into battle for Zion in the army of the Lord. And I am going into battle for Zion in the army of the Lord. We are going into battle for Zion in the army of the Lord. We are going into battle for Zion in the army of the Lord.
Thank you so much. Shabbat shalom.